We have a visitor from the police who is actually with us right now in full uniform, handcuffs, which I've made him put away, and it is Inspector Steve Richardson. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Pete.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. You were on duty late?
Well, especially to come and see yourself.
Ah, right. I've got to ask you a question, because you look or appear to be very young for an inspector. How long have you been a policeman?
I've been a policeman about 11 years now. So I joined when I was 19. It gives me age away now.
It's interesting because your boss, John Murphy, is an old-fashioned policeman as from the old days, and it was in the Toxteth riots. I've spoken to John about it at length. He's seen huge changing in police force. I know you can't politically talk about that, but you must have seen big changes.
Yeah, I think that's probably across all sectors at the moment, private and public. And obviously we're no different in the police. We have our cuts the same as anybody else. I think here on Merseyside, Merseyside Police are steeped in culture and tradition, which grounds us quite well in terms of what we do, and we're quite rooted in dealing with the community and being out there speaking with the community and working with them. So that seems to stand us in good stead, really, going forward, I think.
Do you worry, I mean, you've been in the force a long time, do you worry that we know an awful lot of people love the police, but there's an awful lot of people don't like the police and you can't do any wrong, do any right? Does that annoy you? Or does it irritate you?
I wouldn't say that it irritates me too much, because what I've found during my career so far is actually a really small percentage of the people we deal with who actually don't like us or don't agree with what we do. The vast majority of people we deal with are hard, decent, working people that just go about their daily lives and really like the police and what we do.
I have a listener that actually doesn't like the police at all and thinks we should get rid of the police. I couldn't imagine life without police. There would be anarchy. There would actually be anarchy.
I think that's probably a lot of people's nightmares. Imagine a world without the police, I suppose. And you could look to other countries around the world that aren't as fortunate as ourselves, that don't have a police force like we do. Although people may criticise us across the board sometimes. Mm-hmm. When you compare us to a lot of forces internationally, I'm quite proud of British policing, especially in Merseyside. I think we have got the best police force internationally.
Great. Now, it's Christmas time, and it happened to me a couple of years ago. You tried to get me involved this year, but I can't because I'm absolutely stuck. The police, like everybody else, do a great job and try and collect money for charity. A lot of people do that. The police are no exception. What are you up to? Because this is ridiculous. And I believe you're going to be in about three times this week or give us an update. What's going on? How much can you tell us? Who's going to be arrested? What is it all about?
Well, this is a great event we're running this year. It's something we do year on year, and it's, as you mentioned, the boss, Sir John Murphy, he's quite passionate about working with the Prince's Trust and what they stand for. So we support them quite strongly, and it's no different this year. We're going to do another charity event for them. Some people may remember a couple of years ago we'd done Detective's Apprentice in St George's Hall.
Remind them what that was about, because that was great.
Yeah, Detective's Apprentice basically was... key businesses around the Merseyside area took part in a full day at St George's Hall, where we set up a mock crime scene, and essentially we taught people how to investigate a crime. So we took them through CSI workstations, interview stations, a media station where a local university came along and interviewed them. They got quite a hard time on that, and then at the end of the day they had to choose the suspect, go in front of the judge at the old court in St George's Hall, fantastic surround for it, and present the case and put it towards the judge, and obviously the judge decided who was right and who was wrong and if they got the right person or not. So an absolutely fantastic day it was, and a lot of people obviously probably remember Detective's Apprentice. So this is the follow-on from that, essentially, which is going to be locked up for good.
I think what is good about this, because it makes you... I mean, I always remember when John first took over and he said one of the most important things, which is not going to cost a single penny, is that he's going to make sure that the police smile and talk back to people. And I think that it now works and it's great. And if a policeman doesn't smile at me, I go, excuse me, you're supposed to smile. Now just look at me and they just laugh. But I think... to break down that barrier, like these, and these charities help enormously as well.
Definitely, and Merseyside Police, that's one of our big talking points, no pun intended there, but we're all about sort of getting out there in the community and talking to people and just being normal people with everybody, as you say, smiling, talking to people as they go about their daily business. And this is just one part of what we do day in, day out. Mm.
So how does it work?
Right, so Locked Up For Good this year, it's for the Prince's Trust. And it's in particularly for the Fairbridge programme, which basically means all the money goes directly back into the Merseyside side of the Prince's Trust.
And what is that?
So that's a programme that helps marginalise young people within the Merseyside area. So those people who've probably had a disfortunate sort of upbringing, not had the opportunities, had quite a hard life, essentially, is probably the best way to describe it. Some of them may be involved from a young age with the law on the wrong side of it. There's some really strong stories where people have been involved and been arrested quite young for dealing drugs and other things and got into the prison system quite quickly. Quite sad when you listen to the backgrounds and how they've got there. The Fairbridge programme basically gives them an opportunity to get out of that world and sort of re-engage with normal community life and turn their back on that side of it. So some fantastic, really good news stories that have come out of that. And that's why we're quite keen on helping this particular programme, because obviously it's hand in hand with what we do in the police.
Interesting. So how does it work?
So what we've done this year is we have a custody suite that we're going to use for the day, which is a disused custody suite, so we don't use it anymore, so it won't affect our normal business. And what we've asked companies around Merseyside to do is nominate their boss to be arrested. They can choose the offence, whether it's been, you know what I mean, they've been working them too hard or whatnot, but essentially they nominate their boss. We accept the nomination. The more money they raise, the longer we keep them in a cell. So what they'll see on the actual day is a police van will turn up to their place of work. All the police officers are volunteers on the days off doing this. Turn up to the place of work, arrest them, notionally for whatever offence the company have put them forward for, take them off to our disused custody suite, and they'll go through the full situation of how it would be to be arrested on the actual day. So they'll see a live custody sergeant, custody assistants, they'll be booked in. The offence will be relayed by the constables arresting them. They'll go and get the fingerprints taken, DNA swabs, photographs, everything that you'd imagine happens in a custody suite.
Let me stop you there. Let's remind everybody that the police are doing this voluntary on their days off before anybody has a go.
Yes.
Just making that point very, very clear so that when this goes out on Twitter and Facebook, then we know what's going on. Right. So how long? Have we any idea how long is the longest one's going to be in?
Well, at the moment, we're starting to bring people in from about midday this Friday. There's some big companies around Liverpool that are involved. So
tell us a couple of companies.
Okay, so the Hilton and Liverpool are involved. Hill Dickinson have raised quite a lot of money so far, so we can see their nominated boss staying in for a few hours with us. Virgin Media have nominated somebody. Banana Fish Marketing Company have nominated somebody, and the list goes on. And obviously, we've got some celebs involved now as well.
Are you? Are we allowed to say who's being arrested or not? Or we'll have to wait to see on the papers?
I think that we're going to start releasing them as the days go forward. We're going to send out a couple of notional warrants tomorrow to these people who are going to be arrested. So they'll start finding out tomorrow morning. But the celebrities that are being arrested have been told now.
They've been told?
They've been told. We can release that.
How have they taken it?
Do you know what? In a good way.
Without mentioning names, wasn't there one nervous about it who looks as if he could have been arrested before? I've got to be careful what I say here. No. So they all know they're going to be arrested?
Yes, they're all aware, and I think the countdown is well and truly on for Friday now when we come
so
looking for them.
So this Friday it's going to happen?
This Friday coming, yeah.
Wow. How can people out there get involved? Can they get involved at all?
Of course they can. Obviously, if they go onto our Force website, we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks on the Force website now, on the Force Twitter account. It's been launched on that as well. Obviously, we're using the hashtag LU4G, which is part of it. So those people that are getting arrested as well will start commenting it throughout the week. And essentially, the nominees have all got Just Given pages that they'll release themselves. Mm-hmm. So if you know these people or you work for them and you want them to stay in cells longer, essentially, yeah, it's about donating money to their particular Just Given page and we'll keep them in a little bit
now,
longer.
Now, will we be able to see it on Twitter at all?
Yes.
You do have Twitter.
We do.
Because that's the big one for me. That's the one that we use all the time. So we'll be able to follow you on Twitter.
Yeah. All this week we're going to be releasing on Twitter, and the names are going to start coming through throughout the week. We've started the Twitter feeds today. On the actual day when we're running the event, you'll start seeing the images posted also on Twitter in terms of those people that are getting booked into custody, a couple of them sitting in the cells. So it'll build up throughout the week.
Because this is a bit of fun, but it's also a very, very serious side because you're after absolutely trying to raise money.
Without a doubt, and that's the key part of it. It's about raising money for a good cause that's close to ourselves and Merseyside Police, because we see the work they do. It's fantastic work what the Prince's Trust take part in, especially the Fairbridge programme. And it goes hand in hand with our daily business. So it's really important. It is for a good cause. We're going to make the event as realistic as possible because it's really important that people taking part understand the experience, as well as it is good fun. It's police officers on the days off. It's a disused custody suite. So we're not affecting any operational sort of standing with Merseyside Police. But it's really important why we do this.
When I was arrested here, I was arrested in full view, taken out into the van and driven off. The van was scary because, of course, I've spent time with you all anyway. We've done programmes on the police. We've been in fast cars. I've been on the shooting range, which was the scariest thing in the world. There was talk about me being tasered. I got out of that one. I'm delighted I got out of that one. I couldn't imagine being tasered. I really couldn't imagine being tasered. I'm hypo enough without have electric shocks. So it's interesting. And it also, it's great to see a bit of fun and show the human side, because you are married with kids. You're all human beings just doing a job. Someone's got to do the job. You know, somebody's got to keep you safe.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the people we work with are all good people. And I say this all the time. We go home, the uniform, you know what I mean? We put normal clothes on like anyone else. We go shopping in the city centre in Liverpool One, in the retail parks. We're just normal people living within the community. We're no different from anybody else. We just do a particular job. That's quite important to keep the community safe.
Yep. So, once again, what happens?
On this Friday. So, we're going to be locking up bosses and some of our homegrown celebs. We're going to take them to our custody suite. We're going to keep them in as long as people are donating, and all that money is going to go back to the Prince's Trust, the Fairbridge programme.
And how can people find out more about this and follow you?
So if they go onto our Force website, the Merseyside Police website, or they go onto the Force Twitter account, it's all being run on that, and obviously that'll take you through to all the links. It'll tell you more about it. We'll start releasing more throughout the week. Obviously, we're going to do some more work with yourselves here throughout the week, which will keep people posted. And I suppose some of those celebs that are involved now, the likes of Philip Olivier, you've got Samantha Giles involved. So those people that are, I suppose they're going to be also doing a bit of tweeting about it. So you can also follow those individuals, I suppose, as well, and the companies themselves.
Do you know what your Twitter is off the... No, it's all right. When you've left, Twitter me.
Okay.
And then I can put it out so I know what we're doing, because Twitter's really important. Are we going to be hearing from you again?
Without a doubt. Later this week, I'm sure.
Well, I think you should ring up on Friday and remind everybody what's going on. On Thursday, going into Friday, because that's my last day of the week, which will be great. And let's hope you raise money. Have you got a target you're going for money-wise?
We've not put any target on it. The target, it's a programme that the Prince's Trust do every year. So it's not just Merseyside Police taking part in this. It's called Zero to Hero is the programme. And what they ask is big businesses around Merseyside to compete against each other. Mm. And so they ask, they basically ask for a Dragon's Den scenario, which we went along to, and you've got to present to some of the big business leaders. And we ask for money to run our event, and we're running this at zero cost. So any money we raise goes straight back to the charity.
Yeah, which is great. Young man, and I say he is a young man, although he's an inspector. I still can't get my head around the fact you're an inspector. Steve Richardson, thank you very much for joining us from Merseyside Police. I'll wait for the Twitter so I can then retweet it and tell everybody about it. I'll speak to you on Thursday. Best of luck. I think I know who you're arresting. Couple of good friends. Just tell me one. I'll just ask you off air. I'm going to pull the mic down.
Yeah.
That'll do me. Get in there! I just found out who he's arresting. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks. Take care.